where they're doing like a lot of hats off to De Palma.
Yeah.
And all those guys that did split screen stuff in the 70s.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of split screen stuff going on. And it's just lovely. But it was Adam Arkin, Alan Arkin's son.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot, episode 26. So we're this is a new week, whole new week. A lot of things
have changed since last week. For instance, who knew all of us would become a one united Muslim nation? Now isn't it
unbelievable?
Great? Everyone's happy.
And thanks to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Yes,
uniting.
Thanks to you, Phil.
Uniting. Thank
and
you,
for
Michael.
Those batteries.
Thank you, Michael.
If it wasn't for you,
it wasn't
the
for
batteries.
You. And those, you know,
hold
just
on.
The way you, the
those
way you,
are the racist police. I've got it.
There's no such thing as racist anymore.
That's right, because we're all one happy nation under Allah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
I like those as well.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, we probably get in trouble for this now.
I don't care.
I do.
No one's listening.
What if someone ends up bombing the studio?
Studio? Wouldn't hurt.
You're listening to Mike with Mike Wilmot.
How would you know?
Crappy show. Zen. It's a self-help program, and you probably won't get a lot of Muslim listeners because it is called Zen. I think that'll probably actually keep them off from listening. Not that they shouldn't.
No, who
but
cares?
However,
Zen
is,
listen
Zen
to your people that are, if they've listened this far. They really, Phil?
No, I was me. That was sound effect.
That
I was on this.
No, you've had one can of Captain Morgan.
I have not.
One can.
That was last.
Is
week.
It full?
That was last.
I bet there's half of
it. I don't drink Captain Morgan's every week, everybody.
From a nap. From a nap to
this
a Captain Morgan.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot, episode 25. So series 3, episode 5. I'm not drinking Captain Morgan. Now I've got a new drink this week. I'm drinking this is a vodka tonic.
You're lying to them. You're lying to them again.
You're
not
you
only are you telling them we're spacing this out over several weeks of effort, which we haven't. He's still drinking a Captain Morgan's rum and coke, and he just had a nap. Like now, it's about 40 minutes ago, so he's probably wide awake. But he. It's the truth police.
It's not the truth police. Ooh, that's what you sound like when you get all squirrely. Woo! My name's Mike Wilmot.
That's weird. That's horrible.
What's horrible?
That's horrible.
Oh, this is your podcast.
It's
so
not,
if you think
again,
it's horrible,
it's not.
You know what? If you don't like what I'm doing, why don't you fire me?
Oh, now, again, if we...
You don't like
any,
what...
If
you
we
don't
had
like...
production scales right then...
You don't like...
I should have... We should have got everyone over here, and I would have auditioned each and every one of them. You know the horrible thing about auditioning is... You don't know who to give the part to. Is it because they're really good, or is it because you're sleeping with them? It's always that kind of thing. Don't you agree, Phil?
No, I don't agree, Mike. The problem with you is, Mike...
What's my problem,
You don't bro? Know... There is no one else that wants to do this show... With you,
everyone does.
You will never fight.
And they tell me every day they go Louisville.
Zen with Mike. Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Please,
you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Four people.
Hi, my name is Richard Wood.
Mike, we love Phil. Yeah. But
hello,
Louisville.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Cammy Sinclair. Today on the show,
it's not still you, Phil. You're not fooling anyone.
I know, but I'm just saying that'll be what it'll sound like. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. I'm Cammy Sinclair. He thinks I smell of pee. And welcome to the show, Mike. Would you like more wine?
No, thank you. But you do a little. You know,
I'll do Richard. Hi, I'm Richard Woods, and you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Who are you doing there? That doesn't sound like Richard at
that's
all.
That's what he sounds like,
what,
yes.
Dick Wood?
No, Dick
you're
Wood.
You're making fun of Dick Wood.
You don't make fun of Dick Wood.
You don't make fun,
you make
of,
fun
Dick
of Dick
Wood. Wood. Yeah, don't... The man above reproach. I don't know why you keep doing that, because they're going to forget from last week.
That was
2 weeks ago where you made that horrible joke. That's been 2 weeks, Phil. Let it die. Bring in the joke corner and let this one die.
Joke corner. No, I just think it's a running gag on this series.
No, but this is the third time. Three episodes.
That's the hack.
3 weeks.
The hack police.
You're dragging this bullshit out.
No,
dude, that's your problem. You can't let go.
I might just release all of the episodes.
You gotta let go. Or you could do
it. You know what? I'll just let you admit it. Dude, let's talk about lies. I'm drinking Captain Morgan's because I'm still on the same can that I was drinking two episodes ago.
I'm on the same bottle of wine. on?
That we were taking two episodes ago because we're doing them all at once. Because Mike was so lazy the last few weeks. And
You son of a bitch!
You were so depressed.
You depressed son of a bitch!
He sat there depressed. And, oh, I don't want to do any. Like, no one's booking me. He couldn't get a gig if, you know, yeah. And he felt like he's hung out to dry. And now here we are trying to just squeeze in as many episodes we can. We're on episode 6, 5. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You're listening to Sam with Mike Wilmot. My name's Richard Wood, Dick Wood, doesn't matter, police sirens, you know, it doesn't matter, Mike, no one's fooled.
Well, I think that was a breakthrough, Phil.
For you?
Yeah.
Did I do okay?
What's your last name? I'm auditioning for you.
Okay. I was auditioning.
I'll tell you, you're the best Phil Watkinson, and I mean this.
Thank you, man.
As a co-host.
Thank you, man.
Of all the Phil Watkinsons,
thank you, man,
that rehearsed for this.
You know what? For next episode, why don't we go
but
through...
But it was all the audition process.
Thanks,
when
man.
You...
Thanks, man.
And I didn't just hire you because you were a friend.
No, I wanted to know that.
You earned this part.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to know that I want you to know as Mike Wilmot, I do my best every time I come in here. I'm not just farting around.
He is farting around. By the way, he's looking at his phone. When he was
saying,
no, he was, you're lying, back to lying. You had a little breakthrough and then back to lying.
To lie, lying or the fourth wall or, you
see,
know.
Oh, you acting piece of shit.
I'm not an acting piece of shit. You're an actor. You've done more acting than I have.
Well, I don't act.
You've all gone.
Every day is your act.
When we started this.
I made more money working at my dad's hardware store part-time.
Well, maybe it's time to go back to Toronto and open that store up, Mike.
If you haven't been paying attention, Phil, I left almost 3 weeks ago, and we're doing this via Skype.
Oh, right. Remember? So you're back in the hardware store?
No, Skype doesn't mean you go back in time, Phil. I'm back in Toronto.
No, you're in the hardware store.
I know, it was 30 years ago.
No, you're in the hardware
40
store.
40 years ago.
I know, I can hear
my
you.
My dad was alive then, Phil.
No.
Are you talking about my dead dad? Is that what you're doing?
No. I can't believe you make fun of me like the way you do. It's not very
like
nice.
The way you do.
Yeah.
You're like 7 now.
Oh, Mike.
Like the way you do.
Like the way you do. Like
you
the way you do.
Make fun of me like the way you do. What's this, another kind of siren?
No, this is hardware store ambience to make them believe you're back in your dad's
hardware
store.
Oh, no, see that? No, that's the wrong store. Ours wasn't that successful.
Oh, yours
is more. Is there a quiet hardware store?
Small business?
Very small.
Small business.
Your hardware store? Yeah. 734 Queen Street East. I still remember.
Now that we're in a Muslim kafili. Now that we're in a United Islam world, we are in an Islamic hardware store. Michael, hello.
I still remember the phone number on the wall
from
my father's store when... They had to say Howard 53980.
Howard 5?
Howard 5. That's a 4-6.
Yeah.
Because they went to the leather. We have the letters. So Howard 5.
Yeah.
3980.
Wow.
And then someone would say, it was your hardware store, Howard 53980.
Really?
And then a customer would say, where are you located? And my father would say, I'm 50 feet from the key machine. Very funny man, Dad.
He was funny.
Very
I
funny.
Bet he was.
Very dry. Very dry.
Would you say you're a lot like your dad?
No. He was very... I'm Carol Burnett. Dad was more Bob Newhart.
Right.
Yeah.
You're what do you mean? You're big? Loud.
Yeah, wow.
You like wearing wigs.
Yeah, all of it. All of the above.
You do remind me of Carol Burnett a little bit. Like, what's the character she used to do at the end? Used to mop up?
Yeah, I'm a mopper. Yeah, that's what I do in your flat.
For those of you that are too young or too Somalian
to remember... I know I've mopped
up here
more than you have. I know that for a fact. When it comes to mopping, Phil, I've had the bucket out 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've done really
How
well.
How many times have you mopped, Phil?
5 times.
You're lying. And you're
lying.
What do you got, vodka and soda now?
No, I'll be...
Vodka and soda, and this is what? This is the month later. I'm in
Were you not listening to the way we went through that? Should we do a double length episode this week?
No.
First week episode.
You'd say, I'm glad it's all falling apart. See, now it's good. Now you're in the... Now you're going. Now you're in the groove. Because you're forgetting all the numbers. It's not a number game, Phil.
You're listening to Mike Wilmot.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast, I know. But it's just...
There's no rules. We're free.
There's never rules with you, Mike.
We're free.
You're never rules. I kind of miss Toronto. You're going to enjoy... How are things back in Toronto, Mike?
You're still a Pickering boy by heart, though, aren't you?
I am. I love Pickering. There's nothing there.
No, but my mom's next door neighbor. My family is there. She's an Ajaxinator.
Uh-huh.
And that's the same kind of thing. People move there when they get scared of Toronto.
Sure, trying to get away from the...
It's the crankness of it. Big city. Yeah. It's suburbs.
It's a nice place.
You get a bigger house.
It's a nice
place. My mom has a two-car garage in Ajax. Doesn't have a car. Doesn't know how to drive.
You're making me a little bit homesick, because it's such a great standard of living.
Well, now that I'm here, because it's weeks later, and I'm living in Toronto now. And
is it winter there yet?
No. See, that big misconception. But no, July is summertime.
Oh, is it?
Here in the city. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And is there a Tim Hortons on every corner?
Actually, in a 5K jog from my house, I passed four.
Yeah. And how many did you go into?
Four.
Oh, you're not allowed donuts anymore. Sorry. That was only a joke. They do diabetic donuts for Tim Hortons, don't they?
No, you can do it. You can do a nice... there's a certain bagel that's okay.
There's a bagel. It's diabetic.
I can't say bagel without sounding Jewish. They do a lovely bagel. Actually, no. If you're a Jew, you would walk into Tim Hortons and go, "Stop it!"
Yeah.
Because those aren't bagels. You want a bagel, you got to go to Montreal.
You want a bagel with an IE.
You got to go to Montreal.
With an EI.
A friend of mine. Want a bagel. Ricky Bronson. No. Another great comic out of Montreal took me on the Mordecai Richler tour.
Yeah.
And we went to all the places he would hang out. Walensky's. And it was fantastic.
Right.
And DeCary Hot Dog.
I love a great bagel.
And the bagel shop that's in The Apprenticeship of Dirty Kravitz. Where they've got those long wooden paddles.
Yeah.
Those huge wooden stoves.
Yeah, they still have them.
Yeah, it's still working.
What's the one that's up on the plateau in Montreal?
That's the one I'm talking about.
It's called, what's it called? It's going to bug me now.
Well, now you can go in the computer.
No. You want to go in the
best
computer?
Best bagel, Montreal. It'll go right there.
It won't go to that one. It'll go to the other one.
But how about Schwartz's?
Best bagel, plateau.
I lined up once. We did the Nasty Show in Montreal.
Yeah.
And the whole Nasty Show went except for Bobby. Everyone went to the
Fairmont.
The Schwartz's.
Fairmont bagel.
Yeah, Fairmont bagel. Fairmont fantastic. Bagel.
Amazing.
Schwartz's, you line up, and the locals can't help themselves. They have to come up and go, just go across the street. It's a place called the Main.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's just the same. But no, I said, no, it's not. It's not Schwartz's.
No, it's Schwartz's, no.
And you have to go to Walensky's because you have to be treated like shit. Even Schwartz's was like that.
Oh, man, I really want to go back. I'd like to. Do you get invited to the Montreal Comedy Festival much anymore?
I still do, yeah. Quite a bit.
I never get invited anymore.
What do you think that is, Phil? What do you think, politics? You think that's all politics? Do you think it's they don't like Scottish people, Phil Watkinson?
Oh, it hurts. You're hurting me, Mike. Maybe...
I know Phil Nichol did the Just Lash.
Maybe,
Phil Watkinson, once you get your name out.
Once Phil Watkinson's big.
I think you would do it more, Philip, if you lived in Canada, because you would then be like where I get the advantage is I'm Canadian content.
Well, yes.
I'd like to be Canadian content, but you see, this is where it falls apart, see, because you live here.
I know.
You did your own hour there, didn't you?
Have you ever been to the bagel shop here in London? The place down in Brick Lane?
No.
I think it's just called Bagel.
And what do they call pastrami out here? Salt beef.
Salt beef. Isn't that what it's called up back there? Bagel.
No, in Montreal it's smoked meat, which is different than pastrami. It's like pastrami with brine.
It's called the Brick Lane Bagel Bake. And it's a classic. We've not been there. I'm surprised I haven't taken it.
They do a good salt beef at the... Is it the Selfridges?
Oh, really?
On Oxford Street.
Oh, really?
Well, Selfridges is owned by an American. Or Selfridges is an American dude.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of American stuff you can get in Selfridges.
Yeah.
Like, they had a Kraft dinner there under, like, foreign foods. And Kraft dinner was, like, £4. So that's, for Canadians, that's like $7.
People love mac and cheese here, but they don't make it the same as them. No, it's not that crafted.
My friend, Rich Hall, American comic, his wife, Karen.
Well, you're explaining who Rich Hall is to people?
Some people don't know him.
But you don't. You're explaining. But
young people don't know.
But who the Trailer Park Boys goes without.
Young people know who the Trailer Park Boys in America. Rich hasn't been in America in fucking 20 over 20 years.
No one in America listens to the show. It's all Africans.
Well, in that case, well, the Sniglets just got to Africa. Why was there a big pause there?
There's no pause. I was looking up.
Sniglets was a book that he wrote in the 80s that is probably just got to Somalia. Where the Duncan. He used to do that bit about you'd see African villages and there'd be a guy in a Dunkin' Donuts shirt. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, how did he get the Dunkin' Donuts shirt?
You're listening to episode 6.
You don't know.
I do know.
This is great.
Episode 6.
This is a new film.
This is our hot
this
show.
This is like Eureka after she saw the Foo Fighters.
This is our show. Your show. Mike Wilmot's Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Oh my God. One. Look at how little that can is. I mean, not your ass. I mean the can.
No one calls an ass a can.
They don't?
No.
I thought they did.
They do.
Some people do. So, turns out it's hard to do 3 in a row. Jesus, fuck!
That scared the shit out of me.
I jumped there.
We didn't do 3 in a row.
No, but imagine if we did. I guess it would pitter out horribly.
What kind of music are you into? Don't touch it! You don't touch it.
Oh, we're going way too late. 16:30.
No, it's about more normal. And then we get a 2-minute long song about
bagels. Well, let's get a 4-minute song, and then we don't have to bore the fuck out of these people.
Does Bubbles do a song about bagels?
I know. There's no... But Celine Dion...
Does a song about bagels?
Apparently, her company owns Schwartz's now.